ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji police have laid new charges overnight in connection with the country's largest ever cocaine seizure, with five more people now accused of involvement in the alleged drug trafficking operation. Four men, including a New Zealand national and a woman, are due to appear in the Nundi Magistrates Court this morning, facing charges linked to conspiracy to import illicit drugs and property allegedly acquired from the proceeds of crime. Now, the developments come after six men were remanded last week over the interception of more than 2.5 tonnes of cocaine in Vatia waters in western Fiji. For more on the latest in this case and what police are now alleging, we're joined by ABC's Fiji reporter Lide Movono. Iandara, Lide, welcome to the show.
Iandara Vina'a and Malolele to you, Agnes. Good to be here.
Yeah, look, we have been covering this story for a while now, and I suppose starting with the latest development, Lide, who are the five people that were charged overnight, and what are police alleging about their role in this operation?
Agnes, late last night, Fijian police charged five more people in connection with the 2.6 tons cocaine drugs bust at Vatia in Tavua on the northwestern coast of Vitilevu, our main island here in Fiji. It is understood that four men and one woman are now part of the group that will be produced in court in Nandi, Fiji's gateway town, this morning. They will answer to charges relating to the conspiracy to facilitate the importation and distribution of illicit drugs in Fiji. I understand there are also charges relating to property that was acquired through the proceeds of crime. At least one of the four men, of Tongan ethnicity carrying a New Zealand passport, is part of the five who will appear in court this morning. There is also a young woman in her 20s involved in this latest drugs arrest, Aggie.
Mm. And I understand police sources, Lide, say one of the accused arrived in Fiji shortly before that seizure with large sums of money. So I'm just wondering, what does that tell us about how this operation was, you know, allegedly financed?
It tells us quite a lot, Agnes. It, I suppose, gives us some idea around where the drugs might have been headed. As you know, Fiji, along with several other countries in the Pacific, are part of what experts refer to as the drugs highway, narcotics coming in from the American continent through the Pacific Ocean, through the Pacific Islands, headed for either Australia or New Zealand. In this case, a New Zealand national arrived into the country on the 11th of January. And when he was arrested, he was carrying, I understand, $40,000 with him, to be confirmed if it was in New Zealand or Fijian dollars. Through police investigation, our sources within the police force tell us he was part of a group that financed a number of expenses relating to the facilitation of importation of illicit drugs. So this was things like the generators that were going to be used, the boats that were used to meet the vessel out in the high seas, and even hotel accommodation for others who were part of this conspiracy. So we understand the police have been working closely with their counterparts in both Australia and New Zealand in the facilitation of these latest arrests, Agnes. Mm.
And just for our listeners, though, Lide, who are just, I suppose, some may be catching up on the story, can you just briefly remind us what actually happened there at Vatia and why the seizure was so significant?
Agnes, on the 15th of January, in the early hours of the morning, Fijian police, after receiving intelligence from the United States Drug Enforcement Agency and having followed through on this intelligence since late last year, we are told, were able to apprehend six men at the Vatia Jetty, a disused oil terminal in the northwestern part of Fiji's main island, close to the town of Tavua. The four men who actually came ashore, Ecuadorian nationals, each carrying fairly brand new Ecuadorian passports, and two were local men from the nearby town of Mba. However, one of the men is an Australian citizen and formerly of New South Wales. The six were remanded and then charged with various charges relating to the importation of illicit drugs, the possession of it, as well as a serious assault on the police officers who conducted this operation. They were produced at the Raki Raki Magistrates Court. The drugs finally seized 2.6 tons of cocaine with a street value of 780 Australian dollars. That's $780 million. Agnes, it's understood that the man from Ecuador did bring into Fijian waters this cocaine via a low-profile vessel or semi-submersible.
Wow. With those 11 people now charged, what are police saying about where this investigation is heading next? And could there be more arrests?
What we understand is that there had been seven people in total that police were questioning after they had produced six in court. So with five now arrested, it remains to be seen if the other two are going to be charged soon or if the investigations, or at least the preliminary part of it, have now come to an end. We're yet to hear from police. Later today, Agnes, we'll be able to get more details. But there have been wide investigations that's even included a raid on a member of parliament's home in Suva on the weekend. So I understand that the police have been working on this investigation since at least the middle of 2025, Agnes. So these investigations, as far as we know, have been quite large and quite sophisticated.
Lida, I have to ask, as you mentioned there, that there was a raid on a politician. So has the government given any comment in regards to the situation?
The government have made no comments, and neither has been forthcoming from the Member of Parliament, a hugely popular and well-known local figure. What the police did say is that a member of this MP's family is a relative of one of those who had been under investigation. We understand that that person has since become one of the five charged and will be produced in court this morning. Once these names are produced in court, Agnes, you can expect that there will be even more conversation about it in Fiji and maybe a comment from the government then.
And also in the sense of the community itself, Lee, there, how was the response from them? What are people saying?
People are calling for more, Agnes. People are calling for better, more severe deterrence on would-be traffickers of narcotics. People are also calling for more transparency from government authorities. And while a lot has been forthcoming from the Fiji police force, people are calling on other agencies of government to be more transparent about the work they're doing to clean up shop. As you know from our work covering drugs in the Pacific, experts have warned of insider threats across government agencies and law enforcement, not just in Fiji, but across the Pacific. And as more and more drugs are seized at the border and more illegal operations are intercepted by police, there is both more confidence in the way the Fiji police force operates. But now the people of Fiji are calling for more as it becomes more apparent that more drugs, a larger volume of drugs, might have been going through our very porous borders over the years, Agnes.
Well, as always, thank you for keeping us across the situation there that is, unravelling before everyone's eyes in Fiji. But thank you again, Vinaka, as always, Lide, for joining us this morning. That is our ABC's Fiji reporter, Lide Movono, here on Pacific Beat.